So many of you have been praying for us over the last several years, and for taking me through the missionary closet on Sunday morning. My son, when he saw me walk out with two bags, he asked me why I'd been to Walmart while we were at church. So we really appreciate that. It was a blessing. But the preacher asked me to talk about growing up on the mission field, and I was trying to think of, you know, there's so many experiences, so many things that the Lord has allowed me to see. I have been around missions my whole life. Even before I was born, my grandparents, they surrendered to be missionaries in Peru. My grandpa, he was in his 40s when they went to Peru. And they took three MKs. They took my mom and her two sisters over to the field. And they have some really crazy stories to share. Because they went up to the mountains of Huancayo, Peru. And when they first went to Peru, they didn't have a lot of support, all the support that they needed. And there's times where they tell of they had so little that some of the Peruvians would actually come and give them food because they knew they didn't have a lot and they were struggling. But I really respect my grandparents a lot. And from them, their attitude about missions was always very positive. And because of that, their three daughters loved being on the mission field. And my grandparents, because they surrendered and went to the field, they led a young man named Julio Velasquez to the Lord. And this man later on became my father. And so to me, missions is made a huge impact in my life because a missionary went to the field, my dad got saved. And so definitely it means a lot to me. And it should mean a lot to all of us. Yes. Because missions is not just overseas, but it's over here. Anytime that someone has brought the gospel to you or to someone in your life and you've seen that person change, we should be very thankful for that. But after my parents got married, they went over to the States, and I was born a year after they were married, and they started Deputation, and when I was 3 years old, we moved to Spain. I have a sister and a brother. My brother was born in Spain. My sister was 3 months old when we went to Spain, and we spent 14 years over there. And mission fields are very different. Growing up in Spain, growing up, there's missionary kids all over the world. When you grow up in Mexico or in Africa, you know, there's so many different things about every country. I've been in Spain, and when I was 15 years old, my parents moved to Venezuela. And so I've lived in two different mission fields, and they were very different. There's some things that are very similar, having to adjust to new cultures and having to eat new foods, and all those kinds of things are always very different in every country. But when I think about growing up in the mission field, the first thing I always think about is my parents. Their attitude was always very, very, very positive. And I thank them a lot for that, because there was a lot of times that we went through struggles on the mission field. There was times in the early days of the ministry in Spain where there was problems, and because of that, they actually had to restart the work all over again. And so as kids, we watched them go through that. And there were times where there was tears and there was very difficult times. But my parents never said, well, you know, if we were back in the States, this wouldn't happen. You know, or, you know, this thing about serving the Lord is just, it's a lot, it's very difficult because we're missionaries. No, they always said, you know, there's problems everywhere. No matter where you go, if you live in the States, overseas, no matter what you do, life is going to have problems. The important thing is that you are where God wants you to be, doing what God wants you to do, because then God's going to give you the peace and the strength to go through whatever problems you're going through. Because the worst thing ever would be to be out of God's will. I would hate to be there. So I thank the Lord very much for my parents, because their positive attitude caused me, my brother and sister, to just love growing up on the mission field. And, you know, we've been able to experience a lot of things. We've seen things in places that many people dream of seeing. We've been able to meet so many interesting people, and we've been able to see God at work in people's lives. And that is, I wouldn't trade that for anything. To see somebody come to Christ and see their lives changed is just, there's nothing like it.
Right.
And now that my husband and I are missionaries and we have a missionary kid of our own, I'm excited that he gets to experience a lot of those same things, and I'm so excited that I continue to be a part of this. And see lives changed. And so, you know, I just encourage you to, if any of you have children and you think, I can't imagine my children one day surrendering to be missionaries, Don't be afraid of that. Just what you should be afraid of is saying, you know, I'm not going to let God do what he wants in my children's life. Just pray for them, because if they do get called to the mission field, God will help them. God will bless them and give them, you know, wonderful, wonderful, very joyful lives if they're serving the Lord. So thank you again for this opportunity to share.